Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the evening is calm and warm. Clear skies stretch over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. A pleasant night ahead for those stepping outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF is facing frustration as Hezbollah finds a safe space in southern Lebanon. The military has destroyed a tunnel and discovered numerous weapons, according to Mariv earlier today. Also, the hidden partner in the U.S. and Israel's war efforts against Iran has been revealed. Walla reports that Jordan allowed Israeli aircraft to pass through its airspace earlier today. Also this hour, Iran has presented the U.S. with a three-step plan to transition from a ceasefire to ending the war, as reported by I-24 News in the past hour. Separately, a British Green Party candidate is under fire for tweeting about killing Zionists from an account parodying Anne Frank, according to Forward from earlier today. And finally, a JTA poll found that 40% of Jewish NYC voters rate Zohran Mamdani's performance as mayor as poor. This survey seeks to highlight Jewish consensus around support for Israel. Here's what people are saying online. The U.S. Central Command has been actively engaged in enforcing a blockade against Iran. Al Arabiya English shared that ADM Brad Cooper visited the USS Milius as it supported operations in regional waters just 50 minutes ago. Meanwhile, I-24News_EN reported that Iran has submitted a new draft agreement to the U.S., aiming to ease regional tensions and restructure its nuclear oversight. Avi Kanner, a commentator, reminded everyone earlier today that Hezbollah remains an extension of Iran's IRGC, affecting Lebanon and the region. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon. According to Mariv, Israeli forces are targeting Hezbollah's infrastructure. The discovery of a tunnel and weapon caches underscores ongoing tensions. This situation raises concerns about regional security. Turning to the airspace cooperation with Jordan. Walla reports that despite neutrality claims, Jordan's allowance for Israeli air passage marks a significant strategic move. This cooperation could influence the dynamics of the conflict with Iran. Meanwhile, I-24 News details Iran's proposal to the U.S. This three-step plan aims to move from a ceasefire to a permanent resolution. If accepted, it could reshape the diplomatic landscape. On the political front, the controversy surrounding the British Green Party candidate has drawn significant criticism. As Forward highlights, using a parody account of Anne Frank to incite violence crosses ethical boundaries. This incident may affect perceptions of the party's stance on Israel. Finally, the JTA poll's revelation about Zohran Mamdani's low approval among Jewish voters highlights a potential disconnect. This could have implications for political alliances in New York on the economic front. First, Leumi Partners has invested NIS 200 million in Landora, whose assets include the Japanica restaurant chain. Globes reports this strategic move earlier today. Separately, an Israeli startup, MCICS Pharma, is making strides in mental health treatment using psychedelic mushrooms. CTEC reported earlier today that they are advancing clinical trials for PTSD, depression, and OCD. And finally, Walla Business highlights the transformation of the Argus Fund's investments. From abandoned offices to luxury apartments, their focus on Spanish real estate reflects shifting investment trends from earlier today. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.